No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Chaos, insanity, anarchy. No, it's not a Purge movie. It's college football and Nebraska sports. Do some people root for these things more than they root for the Huskers to win? All right, Jake, go ahead and roll that clip.
Legitimate question I have to ask. Is there a part of us that genuinely do not want Husker athletics to succeed? Like, do you think there's especially a segment of the fan base? They are negative about everything and nothing can be good enough.
Yeah.
And it's like they want the world to go to hell in a handbasket just so that they have something to complain about. Somebody like that feels like I have some control and power because I can complain.
Yeah.
And tell everybody how things ought to be. I legitimately think there's a segment that does not want Nebraska basketball to succeed.
Things get so bad that it almost you can comfort yourself by just, you know, oh, yep. This is terrible. Fire everybody. I wonder who our next coach is going to be. I wonder. And that gets a little addicting because
it does.
That's more exciting than watching them just suck.
All right, Jake. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that that's probably not all the way unique to Nebraska. You know, I think every fan base is going to have a portion of folks that are going to. I mean, that's just kind of the personality is to complain and maybe cheer against. And you know, there is, especially in broadcasting or, you know, when you give your opinions, there's a thought sometimes you want to be right more so than you want them to succeed. Well, I can tell you collectively, I would think as the media, they would like Nebraska to succeed. I mean, better for Nebraska is usually better for any media partner. So, you know, that I would go with that there. But, I mean, I get what they're saying. I think part of that, too, is just, you know, again, whether you're in the media or not, or you're just telling your friend, you want to be right first. So if you feel like something is not working for a coach and you want to move on, you want to say, hey, I said this 2 years before they fired the guy. They should have done this way ahead of time. So, I mean, I get that. While at the same time, I would say there are those people, but I also Nebraska's never won a tournament game. Nebraska football has been their first bowl game since 2016. So these things inherently are going to kind of bring on negative conversations about not quite reaching that level. But again, even if you go back to Nebraska's dominant days, their top five, you lose one game in the reason why they lost that game or the play or the player. I mean, that stuff's always going to be, I mean, the negativity or whatever needs to be changed to get you to the top as a champion, that's always going to be discussed one way or the other.
Yeah, reactions are always going to be there. I don't know. Like, when people are like, I appreciate people who send me stuff for content. They're like, oh, you must have a hard time, you know, finding stuff to talk about all the time. And they'll send me stuff. And some people want to send me information. Some people want me to share things on air. They just flat out want it out there. I never have a hard time with content. To be clear, if you got interesting stuff and you've been sending it to me, continue to send it to me. I appreciate it. But like, there's always going to be enough stuff to talk about. Interesting, genuinely interesting stuff to talk about. It's the loaded show because I can't get it all in 2 hours because there's so many things from college football to general sports to Husker sports to football to just, I mean, we talked, what was it? What did I joke about? Bots in the sky last fall because things were falling out of the sky or whatever. You remember?
I remember
what
that,
was
yeah.
that? There was like, whatever that was. I don't even remember. It was so long ago. And you got your concerned look in your eye, like, all right, where's Adam going with this? Do I got to go to break and cut him off? Because I remember that day. She didn't know where I was going, but that was like October. But there's always stuff to talk about. It's interesting because Matt Rhule said at one of his press conferences, I think in December, there are some folks. And he was specifically talking about some content creators who root for anarchy and chaos because they make money off of it. He said that at a press conference. He's not wrong. There are some folks out there like that. Not the majority. Not the majority. I would rather be talking about, oh man, we're 10-0. How are we going to beat, you know, Wisconsin and Iowa to end the year to try to go undefeated? I'd much rather be talking about that than how do we get back to another bowl game? Or man, we're 4-8. What's going on? Who's going to be our next coach? I don't want to talk about that stuff. I don't want to talk about it to begin with. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I want to talk about how are we going to win this game? Oh man, we lost the number one team in the country by going for two at the end of the game. Was that a good decision? Yes, real men go for two. Man, I am harkening back like 40 years on that one. But still to me, one of the greatest calls and took some of the most gigantic grapefruits I've ever seen in the history of college football. Like, I want to discuss stuff like that. Okay? For me, I grew up a fan. My lifelong dream was to come play at Nebraska. My lifelong dream was not to play in the NFL. It wasn't. My lifelong dream was to come play at Nebraska. My entire week. My dad's the biggest Husker fan I've ever met in my entire life. What happened on Saturday afternoons dictated what I could get away with or not get away with Sunday through Friday. My entire week growing up revolved around what happened on Saturday afternoons. That will never leave me. I had offers from Northwest schools and schools closer to me, etc., etc., yet I chose to go halfway across the country because that's where my dream was. That was the dream school. Now, was I born in Hastings? Do I have family throughout the state that I did not know growing up because I grew up on the West Coast? Correct. That will never leave me. I am a proud alum for life. That will never leave me. I've had some unique experiences. We had a bad loss my sophomore year, redshirt freshman year. It was a really bad loss. The next day, I was actually, much to my shock, I was called to come talk to the media. This is back when I would never speak. And I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. Then I'm in there in the stall doing the thing. And some reporters come in. And to be clear, nothing but love for guys who do a good job covering sports, the team, in general. But the one dude had spent a lot of time saying a lot of positive things. And then I heard him in the bathroom being so happy. He's like, oh, this loss gives us great stuff to talk about. I'm so excited about this. Now we can really, really dig in and point out certain things. And, oh, this is just great. I walked out of there. He didn't know I was in there. And I've never looked at that guy the same again. This is actually the first time I've ever talked about it. I've never looked at that guy the same again. I see him and I know who he is. And he has no idea. He may not even remember that. There are people like that. To be clear, in the media, most people just want to cover the team. They want to do a good job. They want to give accurate reporting. And to be clear, high tide raises all ships. The more wins we have, the more interest there is, the more people are going to want to tune into things. Okay. Husker Hounds, owned by Scott Strunk. One of the biggest Husker fans I've ever met in my entire life. When Nebraska was losing 3 or 4 years ago, he used to have two stores open in Omaha. He had to shut one. Shut one down. Now, I do believe he's opened it back up since. If there's someone out there who's like, oh, man, I get a bunch more of this or a bunch more clicks or attention when Nebraska's struggling or there's chaos or anarchy, first of all, you're not a true Husker fan. Second of all, it's an embarrassment. Third of all, that's very short-sighted because in the long term, people are going to tune out. There's so many reasons I want Nebraska to win. And if you look at it from a purely business standpoint, more people tune in when they're winning. From a passion standpoint, it's been ever since I was a kid that I have rooted for this team. And my week has revolved around this team. Now I chose to make my job about this team after I played for this team. And we moved back to Lincoln. There are people like this that absolutely exist. They are in the minority. Their priorities are not in the right spot. It can be entertaining, I guess, for a time, but then it's like, no, I would much rather discuss, hey, we're like 15th in the country. How do we get into the top 12 to become a college football playoff team? Rather than we're 4-8, who's going to be our next coach? Does that make sense? Am I making sense here?
Oh no, I absolutely. I mean, I do think there are there are certain people that cover the team that I think we've seen that over the years. But again, I do think that's the minority. I don't think that's necessarily a fan base. Like you said, if I don't necessarily see you as a fan if you're rooting against your team. That's kind of the opposite. You know, the definition of being a fan is kind of the opposite of that. Again, I think you can sometimes maybe I've been in a position where it's like they might need to lose this one for them to move on, and I think that's the best thing for the program, and that's a very weird position to be in. But you know, I don't.
As far as retaining a coach or getting a new, sorry, go ahead. Yeah, that makes sense.
So I mean, there are weird positions sometimes to be as a fan, but you know, again, there's and then now on Twitter, you know, there's certain people that can just. They can get content, like you said, just by going after it. But again, like you said as well, the content will be there, especially with more wins. There's more interest, national interest. So, you know, all, in the long run, it's better for the team to do better.
Yeah, you notice how after we beat Colorado, all of these national shows were talking about us, then everyone just kind of disappeared. Like, to be clear, most people who cover the team do a phenomenal job. There's always going to be some small percentage of fans who want to root against the team for anarchy and things to talk about. Like you said, I want to be right. But the majority of fans are not that way. The majority of people who cover the team do a phenomenal job. Again, it's high tide raises all ships. I've been doing this going on 11 years. I finally got to talk about a winning season. I have been dying to talk about an 8, 9, 10 championship contending type season for so long. If that day comes, when that day comes, I might be the happiest man walking around God's green earth. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm off tomorrow. I don't know if you are. Actually, I'll be doing a bunch of other stuff. I just won't be here. But Jake will be working because he doesn't take days off like I do.
That's right.
See you Thursday. Go, Big Red Noise. Remember to throw the bone.